This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Windhoek in Namibia on the final leg of his five-nation tour. He was received by Selma Ashipala Musavi, Minister of International Relations and Trade of Namibia, at the airport. On his arrival, Mr. Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome. Traditional Garba dance was performed at his welcome. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Namibia is a valued and trusted African partner with whom India seeks to boost bilateral cooperation." He said he's looking forward to meeting President Dr. Netambo Nandi Ndaitwa and addressing the Namibian Parliament today. Prime Minister Modi reached Namibia on the invitation of Namibian President Dr. Netambo Nandi Ndaitwa. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with President Nandi Ndaitwa. He will also pay homage to the founding father and first president of Namibia, the late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Prime Minister held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian President, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said this target is not difficult to achieve if two countries work together like one team. Prime Minister said he wants India-Brazil relations to be as colourful as a carnival, as passionate as football. He said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement. Mr. Modi said India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defence, artificial intelligence and digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said the thinking of both nations on the fight against terrorism is aligned, zero tolerance and zero double standards. Brazil conferred his highest honour, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. Global terror financing watchdog Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has said that e-commerce platforms have been used in the procurement of materials for a terrorist attack in India. This was revealed in the terrorist attacks in Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir and Gorakhnath Temple in Uttar Pradesh. FATF, in a report on a comprehensive update on terrorist financing risks, said that digital platforms such as social media, messaging applications and crowdfunding sites are increasingly being abused for terror financing. Several forms of support have been reported, including direct financial support, logistical and material support, or the provision of training. A tragic bridge collapse incident near Padra in Gujarat's Vadodara district early this morning resulted in 3 fatalities and left 5 others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Local authorities, including the Vadodara District Administration, immediately launched a large-scale rescue effort. Vadodara collector Anil Dhamelia confirmed that the incident occurred in the early hours, washing away multiple vehicles. Rescue and relief operations have been carried out on a war footing. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha today. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is very likely to prevail over isolated places of Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Similar conditions also expected in northeast and southern parts of the country. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has amended its earlier directive to enforce a phased ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles. In a statement, the CAQM said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fueling from 1st of November 2025 in Delhi, Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Budh Nagar and Sonipat. At least 109 people were killed and over 160 are still missing after devastating flash floods affected Texas in the U.S., with rescue operations still going on along the Guadalupe River. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that at least 161 people are known to be missing after the deadly flooding, noting that searches will persist throughout the Guadalupe River system in the hope of locating anyone else. And that is the end of this news bulletin.